Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, January 23rd, 2017. I am Jason Powell. On the site today, voting options for all nine of our 2016 awards categories are now available. You will find the MVP award poll on the main page. Once you click inside to vote there, you're also going to find a link that will bring you to a page where you can vote in all of the other categories. Yes, the voting is still open, but we will have results of the voting and the staff comments available later on this week. Coming up after the break for non-members, we will be discussing tonight's WWE Raw and the Royal Rumble, plus a big announcement on the return of ProWrestling.net Live. It is Royal Rumble week, and as many of you know, we like to go live around some of the bigger pro wrestling shows each year, and we are going to be doing just that with a big Royal Rumble live pre-show on Sunday, 2 Central, 3 Eastern time, scheduled for an hour. We may go over it a little bit, but we're going to get you ready for all things Royal Rumble. Your phone calls will be welcome during the show, and we will also be going live on Monday and Tuesday of next week, just an hour later than Sunday. I'm just gonna continue to remind you of the 2 Central, 3 Eastern start time for Sunday. We'll worry about Monday and Tuesday, but once we get through that. But yeah, an hour later for the time there. We like to go a little bit earlier on the Sunday simply because of the pre-show for these bigger shows is 2 hours long. I am a procrastinator, so details regarding my co-hosts are still to come as we're still sorting some of that out. But I definitely look forward to going live again and talking with you guys, taking your phone calls again, starting Sunday afternoon at 2 Central, 3 Eastern, with the big Royal Rumble pre-show. And, of course, the Rumble does take place on Sunday night in Cleveland, Ohio. It is slotted for a 4-hour show, the kickoff show, scheduled for 2 hours. And WWE, in addition to advertising Jerry Lawler, as they've already been doing, they are now advertising Shawn Michaels for the kickoff show. Lawler and Michaels will be joining Renee Young and Booker T on that broadcast. 2 hours worth. You can join me for live coverage of all of this. So you can listen to the ProWrestling.net live pre-show on Sunday. And then I'll take just a little bit of a break, and things will fire up again at 4 Central, 5 Eastern on Sunday for live coverage of the kickoff show. The Rumble itself starting at 6 Central, 7 Eastern, and again, it's a 4-hour show. We're also going to have live coverage of the NXT TakeOver event, TakeOver San Antonio, it's called, and that will be Saturday night as the show streams on WWE Network. That show is headlined by Shinsuke Nakamura against Bobby Roode for the NXT Championship. Normally, Zach Zimmerman would be covering that show for you guys. In this case, he is going to be attending the Beyond Wrestling show that same evening, and so it just was going to be kind of a tight window for Zach. He did volunteer, but I will actually be filling in that night on live coverage for NXT, but you can still follow along with Zach's live coverage on Wednesday nights, and I'm sure we will be hearing from Zach about the NXT TakeOver show at some point as well. Members are definitely going to be hearing an audio review of that show. We're trying to figure out if it's going to make, from a time standpoint, if it'll make sense for Zach to join me for that show or one of the other upcoming shows, but you'll definitely get Zach's comments on that. And as far as WWE Raw is concerned, the show is in Cleveland tonight. It is the go-home show for the Royal Rumble. WWE is playing up that Goldberg is going to appear. That is very much advertised. They are not really mentioning Brock Lesnar as being official for the show, despite the fact that he is listed on the Quicken Loans Arena website as appearing under the same roof as Goldberg for the first time since Survivor Series. And you know, as I record this, though, no mention of Brock Lesnar appearing on Raw tonight. That could change if they want to try to create some late buzz. I don't know why, if they're going to have Lesnar appear, why they take this approach. I mean, yeah, I know people like surprises and all that, but you got to think that this, you know, with this would be the first time they would appear under the same roof. That's some big hype. It, you know, Goldberg appearing means something, but and for that matter, Brock Lesnar appearing means something, but it's not all that uncommon now for either guy to appear on the show. You would think that advertising the two of them together would be the approach to take, so I'm not quite sure what they have in mind. If Lesnar is going to be there, and they're just not playing that up, or maybe I've missed some hype, but again, it's an ongoing issue I take with WWE, their lack of significant hype for the next week's show. Boy, that's one I would have been all over that from start to finish last week, reminding people, if indeed Lesnar and Goldberg are both going to appear on the show, that they would be there. But it should be a very interesting show for obvious reasons, and you can join me for live coverage of that tonight as it airs on USA Network, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and we'll be talking in a little bit about what I'm looking for on tonight's edition. First, I do want to tell you guys that .NET members are listening to my 58-minute Q&A audio show that went up a little bit earlier today. Lots of questions about the Royal Rumble, NXT, and TNA wrestlers in NXT, and just the list goes on. Some fun throwback, as .NET member Rabbit was asking about certain gimmick matches that he watched as a kid and why those don't take place in WWE anymore these days. A lot of ground covered. The first part of the show is me taking wrestling questions, and the second part of the show on the back end of things is some non-wrestling fun with the members asking about, well, it could be anything from The Walking Dead to whether I prefer bologna or ham. That actually came up today. But there's some silliness on the back end of things. We usually have a lot of fun with it. If you are interested in membership to the ad-free version of the website, know that you can access our entire audio history. All those Q&A shows that I've done over the years, just when you think you've heard it all, somebody asks you if you like bologna or ham. There's every week, they never seem to fail when it comes to, wow, didn't expect to get that question. That was this week's, and Lord knows there's plenty of those in there. But all of our audio content available throughout our history, once you sign up for membership, it is an ad-free version of the ProWrestling.net website. If you are interested, great time to sign up, obviously, with the Rumble coming up this weekend. All you have to do is visit the main page at ProWrestling.net. You will see the sign-up form. Once you click on that, you're going to see three different pricing options. $7, $7.50, I should say, gets you in the door. $7.50 for 1 month of membership. You want to save yourself a little bit of money? Well, sign up for the six-month option, or save yourself the most amount of money by signing up for the annual option. That brings the price down, you know it by now, an average of $2 a month. You'll bring that price down to $5.50 per month if you take that annual option. More details available on the main page at ProWrestling.net. And as always, if you have any questions on any of that, you are free to hit me up on Twitter at ProWrestlingNet or shoot me an email. As a .NET member pointed out, it kind of goes like this, dotnetjason@gmail.com. I like to spell it out because my girlfriend, of all people, couldn't figure out why her emails that she wrote .NET Jason weren't going to me. Well, here she was putting a period instead of the DOT. So, yeah, that's why I like to explain it. And thanks to the member who was nice enough to point out that, if you go with the whole Mickey Mouse theme, it works. I never would have come up with that. And now I will run it into the ground. And I did mention that we would be talking about, as I like to do on Mondays, a few things I'll be looking for in tonight's Raw. Most of them are Royal Rumble related. In fact, I think they all are, really. Number one, and this is really no particular order this week. Well, I guess I'm saving the best for last. But number one, what do they do to sell the shark cage gimmick? Because they did a great job the first night they announced this. Chris Jericho was just petrified. Mick Foley gets him inside the cage, has the cage raised, and Jericho just freaking out. Acting completely afraid of heights, even though this is a guy who invented the Money in the Bank ladder match, according to the stories and all that. So go get him, but still, I think most people were enjoying this, and they've had the cage on the stage since then, so it's been present. But they really haven't gone overboard with Jericho freaking out about it very much. It's just kind of faded into the background a bit. And so I'm hoping, even though I really do prefer Kevin Owens to be portrayed as a badass heel, more so than kind of one half of a comedy duo, I do hope we get some Chris Jericho paranoia tonight, because that was a really effective way of pushing that whole shark cage gimmick. And, you know, I mean, I'm kind of bored with the whole Roman Reigns challenging for the championship and facing Kevin Owens dynamic, but I really like what the shark cage brings to that match. It's just kind of if you've watched wrestling long enough, you've seen the shark cage gimmick. Hell, you saw it used in NXT recently, so you kind of know the way these things go. But I thought Jericho just did such a great job that first week of getting it over that if they kind of even do somewhat of a repeat tonight, I mean, I wouldn't want to see him just repeat the entire segment, but just something along those lines with him just freaking out now that he's 6 days away from being forced to be inside this thing, I think it could be a lot of fun. Second, will it be Raw or SmackDown that goes off the air with the big brawl? Come on, you guys know that if you've been watching for, hell, even a few years, you know that WWE loves to go off the air with the big brawl around Royal Rumble time. And I think there was a year recently where they didn't. But will they bring that back? Will we get that tonight on Raw? Will it be tomorrow on SmackDown? I don't think it'll be on 205 Live. I call it a hunch. It'd be funny if they did, since most of those guys won't be in the Rumble. Maybe even none of them will be in the Rumble. I'm not quite sure. But I just, I'm kind of, you know, it's one of those things, you know it's coming. It's never very good. It really doesn't get me excited about the Rumble. Yet it's just, I don't know. It's kind of an annual tradition. And maybe I'm just in a kind mood. Maybe I'm excited about the Rumble. Go ahead and give me that on one of these shows. Number three, how will they fill out the undercard? We saw the Dusty finish for the tag title match last week. And normally, you know, with the way things ended, that would make me think that, oh, they're going to do a rematch for the pay-per-view. Keep in mind, they've already announced Sheamus and Cesaro are in the Rumble match. So, I mean, it doesn't mean they can't end up doing double duty. It's just, I don't know. I'm not quite sure if there's going to be a title defense on the show or not. I guess there's nothing stopping them if they announce a rematch tonight from booking a tag title match and then having somebody else challenge for the tag titles if the heels end up winning, Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson, but I haven't heard anything about that. So the only other Raw undercard matches that really seem to jump out at me, I guess, would be Nia Jax and Sasha Banks. And then I think you got to go to the cruiserweights. I mean, they could get back to Enzo Amore and Big Cass against Rusev and Jinder Mahal, but they just gave away that last week on television, and they had the babyfaces win, you know, just decisively. So they'd have to go back to putting heat on the heel duo tonight and almost turn it into a rubber match sort of thing where they, you know, babyfaces won the first one, heels won the second one, this one will decide it. And I just I don't know if they want to stretch this whole thing out and detour with or what their plan is for that. Can't say I really want to see it. It kind of feels like more of a kickoff show match than something that belongs on the actual Rumble pay-per-view. But they're going to have to come up with something. Like I said, the only other thing that really jumps out are cruiserweight matches from the Raw side. There's just not a lot going on once you get past the matches they've already advertised. I could see them going with their usual. They love them some six-man tag matches involving the cruiserweight wrestlers. I just pray that it's not Daivari and Tony Nese. Andrew Gulak putting over three baby faces again. Use a little creativity there, WWE. But they could also give us Cedric Alexander, Noam Dar. That seems to be a feud that's still playing out. So, yeah, I'm not sure how much they'll fill out on tonight's show. I guess you can never rule out, hey, let's just have a bunch of random tag teams in there. That seems to be SmackDown's answer. We're not using five different or 10 different tag teams tonight. Let's have a 5-on-5 tag team match. That seems to be the way they do things, so I guess there's nothing stopping Raw other than maybe a numbers game. I don't know if they have enough tag teams to pull this off. I'm also curious to see how many spots are going to leave open for the Rumble match, not just on Raw, but on SmackDown. So coming by the time SmackDown is done on Tuesday, how many open slots are there? Right now we have 18 wrestlers advertised for the Rumble match. I wouldn't be surprised if they announce some over the next couple of nights. I definitely like when they leave enough open spots to kind of let fans speculate about who else could be in there and how many surprises. And that way, if word leaks about one or two, well, there's still some open spots, that sort of a thing. So I'm actually hoping they don't advertise too many more. And I just don't know how many big names they have left. And so you don't want to go and, you know, go home show like, hey, Primo and Epico are going to be in the Rumble. And just let them pop up. We don't care. I also want to see how much they play up the idea of Rumble match surprises tonight. Are they going to lay it on thick because they have something big planned? Samoa Joe, Kurt Angle, Shinsuke Nakamura, whoever your potential Rumble match surprise is. It could be something far more underwhelming than that. But if they don't have any major surprises, are they just going to stick to the whole theme of all the star power that's already in there? So I'm kind of mildly intrigued to see just how they approach that, because I think fans do get their hopes up for a good Royal Rumble match surprise, whether it's more of the zany variety of somebody from, you know, the cartoon era coming back after all these years, or if it is, you know, hey, wow, didn't expect this guy, and suddenly I see him as a threat to win sort of a thing. So let's see how they position that tonight. I said I saved the most important one for last, and I did. And it's not anything that I haven't talked about before, but I am begging them to get through the next 5 hours of television, meaningful, Raw, SmackDown, without telegraphing the finish of the Royal Rumble match. Please. I keep bringing this up because it really does concern me. They have finally loaded up the Rumble. It's just, you know, filled with star power. There's some real mystery in terms of the outcome of this match. People may, there may be people out there that feel like they know that this guy's going to win. I don't know. I mean, I don't have a strong feeling. I've come up with my favorites. A couple of favorites would be, Undertaker is certainly one. I think people have favorites, and you can go through and kind of eliminate different people that you don't think are going to win. But it's tougher than usual, and I would hate to have them ruin this by doing anything that strongly points to the winner of the match. I would honestly take a terrible go-home show with just a 3-hour marathon that makes me hate pro wrestling for a couple of hours afterward, than to have them, but with no foreshadowing, without any indication as to who may win. I will take that over a great go-home show that leaves everybody fired up for the Rumble itself, the whole event, but really tips their hand when it comes to who they intend to have win this thing. Hopefully they can get through the next couple of nights without doing that. I don't mind a swerve. I don't even need a swerve, though. There's enough going on with this Rumble match that just tell us who's in it. Don't foreshadow. Leave it alone. I think the selling point of this, in addition to the star power, really is the intrigue, the mystery, as far as who is going to win this. Don't blow it, WWE. Finally, today, I would really appreciate it if you would help us spread the word about ProWrestling.net. All you have to do is take a moment to subscribe to the podcast and at the same time, rate and review us on iTunes. That really helps us out. And a big thanks to everybody. When I put the link out there on Twitter, a simple retweet is helping spread the word about the site. You're letting your friends know about it. Maybe they're letting their friends know about it. Anything like that that you are doing to help spread the word about this podcast and ProWrestling.net is greatly appreciated. I will be back in this slot tomorrow. In fact, you can look for it bright and early because the plan is to give you guys my late night edition of the WWE Raw Audio Review, normally available exclusively for members this week, available to you guys here on the All Access side as well. Until then, thanks for listening. Take care.